We appreciate everyone listening in here. I know we've got probably a little few more listeners tonight than we normally do, with the weather conditions kind of being a little iffy, a little sketchy for everyone. So we appreciate you listening in. We hope to bring you a Blue Demon victory. Lady D's, unfortunately, fell short on their bid to stay undefeated in conference play. They lost 56-51. Blue Demons are getting ready to tip right now. Vic Sanders in the circle going for the Blue Demons. And for Clark, jumping up to the center is Colin Morris, leading scorer. And Clark controls the tip. With that, ball goes into the hands of Jared Jamison, who will set the offense. Swings immediately. A quick shot by Clark Indians. A long rebound, though, comes over to the near side to Matt Blanchard, who's in there, big tall center in there. Gets the rebound, kicks it right back up top there to Jared Jamison. Tries to set the offense, sees Troy Morgan coming on baseline. Nothing there. Troy Morgan skips it over the top to Blanchard. Moves it around a little bit, gets in the near side here to Jamison. Dumps it inside to Blanchard, who's now posted up. Nothing going there. He tries to skip it around on the baseline. Can't get it open. And Colin Morris has it out on the far side. He can't see anything. Well defended by Tanner Wynn. Matt Baker gets a pass up top here to the point. Is defending. Gets it down. Oh, a little bobble there on the center, I thought. But no call there. Going on Brandon Olin. Getting a little kind of out of sync, I would say, Clark is. Trying to get something going. Blue Demon's doing a nice job with that, though. Have an aggressive play. As the ball is cut, Morgan goes to the hole. Excuse me, Colin Morris goes in. He is fouled as he goes in there. Foul on Blue Demons. That will be, is that Tanner Wynn?
I believe they called it on Zach Hugan. I'll wait to see what they say. But
Tanner, just by the body reactions, I thought maybe Tanner had gotten that. On the inbounds pass, they get it to Colin Morris, leading scorer, and immediately he hits a three. So 3-0 is the score, the first score of the night. Mason Cox will get the inbounds, bring it up for the Blue Demons.
Mason Cox will get the offense set. It's at the top of the key. Swings the ball left to Tanner Wynn. Tanner down in the corner to Matt Baker. Matt back up to Tanner. Tanner with the dribble drive, kicks it out to Mason. Mason now dribble drive. He's going to take the floater through the lane, and it goes in. So Mason Cox there with a nice drive, went right around his defender. Nobody picked him up, took it all the way to the basket.
Clark will bring the ball up, and bringing it is Jared Jamison, the point guard. Well defended by Mason Cox as he goes by. He tries to penetrate, and he is fouled by Mason. They say he got a little extra body. I thought Mason did a nice job, had his hands up in the air, was just trying to slide with him. But nonetheless, foul will be called on Mason, so Clark will take the ball out of their own baseline. Look to get it inbounds. They get it in. Bounces off the foot of Colin Morris. He dribbles around, gets a little open look. Nothing going there. A little block shot. Mason Cox controls it. Brings the ball up quickly for the Blue Demons. He dribbles off his foot. Ball's turned over back to Clark.
So back up the floor. Number 24.
Colin Morris.
Colin Morris with the dribble all the way to the hoop. Clark takes a 5-2 lead here. Matt Baker with the ball. Gets it up top to Mason Cox. Mason going to set the offense. To the right wing to Tanner Wynn. Tanner back to the center to Zach Hugan. Mac Baker comes off a high screen, back to the corner to Tanner. Tanner with a dribble drive, throws it to Zach Hugan. I think that was supposed to be for Mason Cox, and Zach was making a cut, and it bounced right off his leg.
Just kind of stepped in front. What's interesting, too, is you're playing these teams now for the second time in conference action. We've seen what they've done. Clark last time kind of came out in a little box and one, with the one being man-on-man on Matt Baker. And so Blue Demons recognizing that, having Mason Cox now bringing it up the ball, letting Matt work off the ball, off screens, as they're trying to play a zone on everything else and see if we can't get him open, get him in transition. With that, Colin Morris takes up a jump shot, comes way short, and Vic Sanders controls the rebound, gets the Blue Demons.
Pushes the ball down the court. Tanner Wynn coming in off the baseline, hadn't gotten his possession, his feet back on the court, so he's stepping in from the out-of-bounds line, and the official right on the call. That'll be a turnover for the Blue Demons. Ball goes back to Clark.
So both teams just seem to be a little skittish, quite honestly. Clark's kind of having a hard time with that man defense by the Blue Demons, and the Blue Demons is kind of not getting the passes right where they want and turning the ball over a little bit. So 5-2 is our score. Clark has the three-point lead. Ball swings over the top side to Troy Morgan, who looks inside, nothing in there, and tries to Matt Baker. Deflects the ball, actually. Almost gets the steal, can't get it, but instead it goes to Brandon Olin. Olin looks and sees a cutting Jared Jamison, who comes up top and gets the ball up top, receives it, drives the hoop. Takes one hard dribble, step in and out around Vic Sanders. Able to get the layup, and so 2 points for Clark Indians.
Blue Demons with the ball again. Matt Baker at the top of the key on the left-hand side now. Passes down to Tanner Wynn on the left wing. Tanner looks inside, nothing there. Goes baseline to Vic Sanders. Vic back to Tanner. Tanner with the dribble. Matt Baker coming off the screen. Kept his feet down. Ball swing to Tanner. Over to Mason Cox. Mason Cox for three, and he drains it.
Really patient, good ball movement out of the Blue Demons and swung it all the way to the far side, which got Mason Cox an open shot and gets 7-5 is our score. Clark brings it up slowly now with 4:33 left in the first quarter. Ball driven real hard by Olin. Olin can't get anything off on Vic Sanders, so he kicks the ball out. Can't get anything going there. Gets the ball out to Jared Jamison. He penetrates a little bit, gets to Morgan, Colin Morris. Colin goes baseline, can't get anything going, and before he can get a pass off Tanner Wynn, well defended on him, causes Colin Morris to travel. That'll be a turnover.
And Tanner went down there, and he slid down, and he cut that baseline off, and he just really had no place to go, and that causes a turnover.
Subs coming in for Clark, and Blue Demon's still staying with their starters, just not yet. Usually about this time, we might look for some subs coming. We'll see what happens here in a little bit. 4-13, 7-5 is our score. Clark's on top.
Again, Mason Cox directing the offense tonight, dribbling the ball down. He opens up from the wing for a three-pointer. That was a good cross-court pass. Mason was waiting for it, stepped in, squared up, and drained another three. Albia takes their first lead at 8-7, 3:56 left to go in the first quarter.
Nice design play there, and if you're not ready for it, Mason will be open, and he will not miss too many of those. They try to pound the ball. Clark does inside and gets it to Brent Evans, who just checked in the game. He goes in hard, and instead, as he goes up for the shot, he gets fouled by Zach Hugan. That's just the first foul on Zach.
So Zach right there had pretty good position, had his hand up, hand on the ball, but I think his other hand and body made some contact down low.
Clark's trying to get the ball in, and then get to Brent Olin. Or Brent Evans, excuse me. Evans kicks all the way up top. Oh, that has to be a travel. Yes, there we go. Kicks it all, swings it to the near side to Jared Jameson. He tries driving on Mason Cox, but as he's going, the ball pops a little high, and he travels with it, and the official's right there on top of it, calls a turnover, and Blue Demons take over.
So Mason Cox inbounds the ball to Matt Baker. Matt brings it up, back up top to Mason. He'll set the offense. Swings it left to Tanner Wynn. Looks down low to Zach Hugan. Three people collapse on him. He kicks it right back out to Tanner. Tanner with an open look, and he drains it. Another three-pointer for the Blue Demons. That's three here early in the first quarter.
As a result, the Blue Demons now have a four-point lead. 11-7 is our score with 3:22 in the first quarter. Clark's just working the ball outside, then try to penetrate with the cannon. Indeed, and just checking into the ballgame was Carlos Tomeo, and he just takes it in but can't get the layup to drop. Blue Demons control the rebound.
And there on defense, Zach Hugan stepped over and was stayed square on him and was able to misdirect that shot. Albia comes down, takes a quick shot, misses. Osceola now with the ball.
Yeah, when the break's not there, I think Coach would rather they kind of set that offense, get a good look, but a little bit aggressive. Boy, and another turnover on the Clark Indians as the ball went into Brent Evans. He tried to make, he's much taller than Vic Sanders, tried to make a move on him, but instead just shuffled his feet up at the elbow. So that'll be another turnover. Coach Archer will get a pretty much wholesale subs in. Four subs, Ryan and Luke Sarver, Blake Bear, and Dalton Peterson coming in. So the remaining starter, Matt Baker, which rarely will come out with his ball handling and shooting skills.
Blake Bear with the ball, passes up top. Goes to Luke Sarver, now down on the wing to Ryan. Ryan kicks the ball back to Matt Baker. Baker with the dribble drive, kicks it out. And the shot from the corner, it's a three-pointer for Sarver. I believe number 15 is Luke.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Or no, that's Ryan, excuse me. Yeah, I got to take a look. Luke would be five. So it's hard keeping them straight. I don't understand that totally. We have a full timeout. Clark wants a timeout. They don't like where this thing's going. The 14-7 is our score. With the timeout, we'll take one as well. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Welcome back, everyone, after that timeout. Albia has a 14-7 lead. Clark gets the ball after the timeout. So we're back here at Clark Community High School in Osceola, Iowa. They pound the ball and immediately does Clark to Brent Evans. Brent Evans puts a short shot, can't get it go, but it comes right out to Carlos Tomeo, and he hits the three-pointer. So just like that, they're back within four.
Matt Baker with the ball, dribbles it up, dribbles around his defender, looks to Luke Sarver in the corner. Luke passes up top to Blake Bear. Blake with the dribble, passes left over to Ryan. Ryan finds Luke in the corner for a three. Shot goes long. Rebounded by number 44, Brandon Olin.
Ball comes up in the front court. Colin Morris drives to the baseline. Can't get anything going. Nice defense by Blake Bear. Rebound controlled by Dalton Peterson.
Got a three-on-two break here. Blake Bear kicks it out to Ryan Sarver. Ryan Sarver on the wing for two. Nice, a good heads-up play there by Blake Bear to find Ryan wide open there as the defense collapsed on him to stop the fast break. And good shot there by Ryan.
Good aggressive play, and just as we said, a nice backdoor court by Carlos Tomeo, but no shot did not go. Matt Baker got just a step slow on that, but rebound controlled by Matt Baker, and it's immediately back in the front court for the Blue Demons.
Zach Clark still in his zone. Matt Baker with the ball off the left wing, dribbles into the middle, finds Dalton Peterson, and we've got a whistle on the floor. Looks like they're going to call a charge on Matt Baker. After he dished the ball, he continued his momentum forward right into a, I believe that was number 12, number 42. That's Brent Evans.
Yeah, the big center for Clark just stood right in there and alertly stepped right in and jumped in on that drive.
So that'll be one on Matt Baker, his first personal foul. It'll be the fourth on the Blue Demons here early going. 1:19 left to go in the first quarter. Albia with a 16-10 lead.
A little confusion at the scorer's table there. They're trying to figure out who the foul's on. It's pretty obvious the guy driving the ball, but the scorer's table want to make sure they get it right, which I do appreciate. So Clark will check in. Half-court man defense being employed by, we got a little press going on. Blue Demons trying to put a little press, on him, but Clark's able to break it. Gets to Carlos Tomeo in the corner. Puts up a 3-0 going. Ball rattles around. Blake Bear controls the rebound.
And Blake dribbles down the court. Takes it all the way to the hoop. The basket. He puts it off the glass. It goes in. Draws a foul on number 12, Troy Morgan. So Blake Bear there with a good aggressive move. Dribbles that ball all the way into the hoop. Troy Morgan got himself caught underneath the hoop, maybe a little too far, and picked up the foul there.
And Blake did a nice job, too, of not going all the way into the contact. I think if he'd have come more into the hoop, he would have drawn the charge. But by floating himself just a little bit more to the baseline and using that backboard, he's able to get it and gets a three-point play. So good job, Blake Bear.
Minute to go here in the first quarter. 19-10, Albia lead.
Biggest lead for the Blue Demons, so nice job if they can get a little stop here with under a minute to play. Brent Evans gets it up top, gets it over to the far side to Morris. Morris swings it all the way to the near side to Troy Morgan. Shot goes off long. Matt Baker controls the rebound, brings it up quickly for the Blue Demons.
Baker kicks it to Luke Sarver. Luke Sarver with a hard drive to the hoop, and looks like maybe Troy Morgan reached in and grabbed his arm as he was going up. The basket will count. It is on Troy Morgan.
That's just the that's just the speed and strength. You know, your speed of your 4x200 state champion right there. You know, just running down the court, and you see he's hard to stop. And if he gets to the hoop like he does that strong, you're not gonna. You better grab both arms and hope.
Yeah, you know, he's part of that group of four who got seventh in the 4x1, second actually in the 4x2, but they did win the 4x4.
4x4. I flipped that around every time. Yes.
And his free throw goes up and in.
I knew you'd know the right answer. I was just testing you, seeing if you're awake, listening to what I'm saying. I got a carry ball. We got to get a little. It's about a three-quarter press that we're imploring on him, and without much pressure, quite honestly, Colin Morris just carried the ball there at the free throw line of the Blue Demons, and so it's a turnover. Blue Demons will take it over at their own baseline.
Ryan Sarver will inbounds the ball. Dalton Peterson cuts through the middle. The ball actually goes out to the right wing to Luke Sarver. Luke back up top. Matt Baker dribbles the ball back just about the half court. 31 seconds left here in the first quarter. Blue Demons lead 22-10. Baker with the ball still. The defender's not close enough to have the count, so he'll be patient out there.
Waiting for about that 10-second mark is when we'll run our play here. Now we're at 13 seconds, so Blue Demons getting themselves in position. Call the play. Here we go. Getting ready to run it. Dalton Peterson gets the ball at the high elbow. Matt Baker kicks it right back up to him with a three-pointer. Puts up a shot. No good. Almost had the rebound by Dalton Peterson, but instead knocks it out of bounds. Just going off his hands, unfortunately, with 2 seconds left in the quarter. 22-10 is our score. Largest lead for the Blue Demons. Largest lead by either team. Again, full court press by the Blue Demons. Good pressure on the inbounds pass to Jared Jamison. He just launches the throw that's not even going to be close. So after one quarter of play, that will be our score. 22-10, Blue Demons on top. We are be back after a short time. I'll get a word in from our sponsor. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
That almost sounds as good as yours or my voice. A little voiceover work. Not quite, but that's all right. We got more enthusiasm in it. We appreciate everyone joining us here tonight. We're at Clark Community High School in Osceola, Iowa. You're listening to South Central Conference basketball action where the Albia Blue Demons have a nice lead after one quarter play. 22-10 is our score. I'm Dan Stalker. With me is Todd Ratliff.
And, you know, that was a really good quarter for the Blue Demons, not just because they took a 12-point lead, but they did that without Matt Baker doing a whole lot of scoring. They were able to get Mason Cox, Tanner Wynn involved, so some points from
off the bench. You got the Sarvers and Baker, or Bear.
Yep, Blake Bear had a three.
Yeah.
Had 3 points. So really good quarter. That's what we want to see out of the Demons is other people stepping up and helping Matt out with that scoring.
Because the deeper you become, it's obviously not a science here, it's a rocket science. It just makes you tougher to guard and defend. And so the team's got to play man. They can't do zone on you and or do the junk defenses that we've seen. And, in fact, as we finished the quarter, Clark came out in a full man because they just knew everyone was moving good and moving hot. With that, Zach Hugan drives to the hoop, gets fouled. So, again, a nice aggressive play out of Zach. Gets himself to the line to shoot 2 free throws.
As he gets set for the first one, shot is up, and it's good. You know, the Blue Demons look relaxed tonight, and that's a good sign.
After all their games, you know, and I know last night was just a disheartening loss for the team. You know, they really thought they could get that win. It's a 1A school. It's a good 1A school, but, you know, really thought they'd get it. You'd think they could come in just a little flat tonight and just thinking, oh, you know, we just can't get it going. Bad luck. But instead, they're coming out with a lot of inspiration out of all 9 players that have been in the game so far.
Yeah. So Zach makes that second shot. Clark with the ball now.
Blue Demons now have moved to that 1-3-1. It looks like that 1-3-1 zone defense. They're trying to just keep the teams on their toes and guessing where we're at.
Albia with the ball. Mason Cox brings it down. Hits Tanner Wynn in the corner into Vic Sanders. Back out to Baker on the wing. Vic with a good screen. Matt drives. Kicks out. Tanner Wynn with a three, and it's good. Again, there's that dribble drive. And Matt wisely, seeing the 3 people that clapped on him, knew that Tanner would be out there, and he caught the ball, squared up, and put it down.
Full court press, and immediately a turnover is caused, and Matt Baker jumps in front of the pass that Colin Morris had made. And so he's able to get the turnover, and as he's driving, he gets fouled in the act of driving to the hoop. And so, again, getting fouls drawn up on Clark, and that's a good thing always. 4 team fouls for both teams, so just in a couple more, we'll be going to the line shooting 1-1.
That foul will be on Carlo Tomeo. Albie inbounds the ball. Tanner Wynn throws it into Matt Baker. Matt with the drive, finds Mason Cox, but it looks like he continued into the defender, and Carlo Tomeo
drew the charge, and it was a nice pass Matt Baker did to Mason Cox. He was going to get the easy bucket, but it unfortunately drew his second foul, and boy, that's uncharacteristic. Matt Baker doesn't usually draw too many fouls, let alone 2.5, and so he will go to the bench here, probably sit most, if not all, the rest of the second quarter, as Coach Orchard doesn't want him to have 3 fouls going in the second half.
So Blake Bear will come in to replace him.
Ball immediately pressed in there, attacked very well by Jared Jamison. He tries to dump off the pass to Matt Blanchard, who goes up and he gets pushed on there by number 11, and that'll be Tanner Wynn with the foul. That'll be his second foul, and so Ryan Sarver will check in for him.
So on the court for the Demons, you have Mason Cox, Vic Sanders, Blake Bear, Zach Hugan, and Ryan Sarver.
So not necessarily a normal rotation, but certainly with the experience these guys have, you don't feel like you're missing anything. Morris drives in the hoop, but well guarded by Blake Bear. Puts off a hard layup, and Blake Bear is able to control the rebound. Gets it in the front court for the Blue Demons.
Ball comes down, kicked out to the wing to Ryan Sarver. Ryan a little short on that 3-point attempt. Osceola with the rebound.
Gets on the near side to Carlo Tomeo, and he puts up the three. Likes to shoot that long-range shot, but doesn't make it drop. Mason Cox able to get the rebound. Sees Ryan Sarver streaking down the court. Ryan trying to bail out and trying to find a teammate, Blake Bear, but can't get him and is fouled instead as he's trying to make that pass. So it would be the 15th foul for Clark. So good job. You know, Carlo Tomeo comes in here. He's a 26% three-point shooter, so not a high percentage shooting guy, but boy, he sure likes to launch those up when he gets a chance.
Yeah, sometimes the greatest thing for a team is to have the opposing team's non-three-point shooter make their first one.
Yeah.
I think he's put up 3 since then.
Yep.
Okay. Albia with the ball now. Mason Cox brings it into Ryan Sarver. Ryan hits Mason while he cuts. Ball gets out to Zach Hugan and
just got a little away from him, a little discombobulated out there, and Zach Hugan couldn't get a handle on the far side and rolls on the sideline before he can get his hands on it. So it will be a turnover for Clark. Jared Jamison will bring it up. Again, full court press by the Blue Demons, a little diamond in one full court press. Try to bring in the middle. Jamison does split the defenders and drives all the way to the hoop, gets it on the layup, misses that. Rebound controlled by Vic Sanders, but knocked out of his hands. So a loose ball going around there. Blake Bear is able to secure it, takes a look at the field, and then starts dribbling up, brings in the front court.
Boy, folks, a lot of action right there. Can't get to all of it, but it worked out good. Albia really hustling after that loose ball and couldn't pick it up, tipped it back out, and Blake was able to go down and chase it down.
Zach Hugan got the ball at the high elbow, and he immediately drives the hoop, and he gets fouled before anything can happen, but we'll bring the 6th team foul for Clark. So the next one, we'll put Blue Demons in the bonus.
Zach will inbounds it off the inline. Mason Cox on the left wing. Ryan Sarver with the ball. He dribbles in. Bounce pass into Vic Sanders. Vic picks it up. Kicks it back out to Zach. Zach out to Ryan. Ryan again looks inside to Vic. Vic kicks it back out to Mason Cox. Mason Cox from the corner goes off the back of the rim. There's a fight for the ball, and it looks like Vic Sanders is going to get the foul there.
Vic had good position and was getting the rebound, but then just reached up and was able to grab it out of him. It was Jared Jameson, and when he pulled the ball into himself, Vic couldn't stop from continuing on with that, and so it was unfortunately fouled him. And that also puts that's a bonus situation also for Clark, so they will go to line. So you really hate that, give him the full length of the court there. Colin Morris, I checked out, was on that rebound, so he'll go to line shooting 1-1. 58% free throw shooter on the night, but makes the first one, or in the season, makes the first one there. We'll get the bonus. The Blue Demons have a 27-13 lead, so nice little lead here, but certainly want to keep playing hard and aggressively. Colin Morris makes the second free throw, so brings it within 13 points.
So Blake Bear now will bring the ball up the court. He looks left to Mason Cox. Mason dribbles around towards the center, kicks it out to the right side on the wing to Zach Hugan. Zach with the dribble drive finds Vic Sanders about 16 feet away from the hoop. Down there by the baseline, Vic puts it up, it rolls around and does go in.
Got a nice little jump shot, does he, on that baseline, and that's not an easy shot to do. You have no backboard to work with. You just kind of try to lip it over the top, and he did just that. Clark breaks the press, gets it in the front court. Carlos Tamayo shoots the three again, so he's 0-4 after making that first one. So turnover, Zach Hugan gets the rebound.
Zach pushes the ball up to Blake. Blake with the dribble, back up top to Zach. Zach dribble drive, kicks out to Mason. Mason with the dribble in, finds Ryan Sarver wide open. Ryan with the shot, it
nice
bangs
roll
around and goes in. Ryan Sarver with his second three now on the night.
Good shooter's touch out of Ryan Sarver. Oh, almost had a good turnover there. Jared Jameson was bringing the press, had a trap coming in from Ryan and Blake Bear and Mason Cox all right there. About had him stop, but he was able to snake right through that. Blake Bear instead will draw the foul for the Blue Demons. And with that, Jared Jameson will go to the line shooting a one-on-one situation. Only a 53% shooter on the season. So maybe not a bad one to foul, but we'll see what we can do. Certainly.
Go back to that offensive set. We had three dribble drive kickouts. And finally, with the patience by the Demons offense, it was able to open up a free look by Ryan Sarver. So really good patience on offense there.
Missed the first end of the 1-on-1, and the Blue Demons get the rebound. Mason Cox gets it on the outlet pass, and he immediately drives up court, gets fouled as he's going towards the hoop. Nice little foul for, because quite honestly, Mason's going to kick it out. Instead, he'll go to the line now shooting 1-on-1 again. Both teams are in the bonus. Mason will go line shooting 1-on-1, hopes to make the first one. It hits the back iron, bounces loose, and unfortunately not able to get it. So the Clark controls the rebound. Bryn Evans gets the rebound for the Clarkanians, gets it up to Colin Morris, who gets in the front court. Back to Bryn Evans at the high elbow. He takes the 15-footer. Nothing there. Ryan Sarver, great box out there on Carlo Tamayo. And Carlo came right over the top of him. No. I have never seen under the back. They're saying Ryan Sarver backed into him. Ryan Sarver occasionally can be physical and back into the weaker opponents, but that one was a very good position as far as I'm concerned, Coach.
I would agree with you there.
I've seen him get aggressive, you know, too much. That wasn't it.
No, definitely wasn't.
Carlo makes the first one of the 1-on-1, so an unfortunate turn of events here. That brings, I'm just having a hard time. Brings him with 17 points here, 32-15 is our score. Again, Ryan Sarver, I thought, did a phenomenal job of just getting position, not being overly aggressive. The smaller defender come right over the top of him, and they call the foul on him. He makes the second one, so 32-16 is our score here.
And for those of you who couldn't see that at home, that his arms actually came over the top of Ryan Sarver's head, so his elbows came down on Ryan Sarver's back. The Demons with the ball. Ryan actually with the shot. Vic with a good strong rebound passes it to Zach. Zach fights for the ball. Kicks it out to Mason. Not real crisp, but Mason pulls it in. Mason dribble, drive. It looks like his arm is grabbed maybe by number 22. It is number 22, Jared Jameson.
So Mason go to the line shooting 1-on-1, where both teams are getting dangerously close to the double bonus and really quick here in the game. 4 minutes left in the first half. Again, the Blue Demons have doubled up the Clark Indians. 32-16 is our score.
Mason about a 64% free throw shooter on the season. It's a front end of the 1-on-1. As the shot goes up, and it goes in. Like Luke Sarver now will come in. He's going to replace
Vic Sanders.
So we've got a pretty quick lineup out there on the court right now. We've got Blake Bear, Zach Hugan, Mason Cox at the free throw line to shoot the second one. Ryan and Luke Sarver to finish off the set. Mason's shot goes up, and it's in.
Good job out of Mason to hit those two free throws. Again, full court press being employed by the Blue Demons. Put a little pressure on them, and Colin Morris is able to break it. Oh, nice job, Ryan Sarver. I thought I almost drew the charge, but that's hard to do at the half court line, but he almost did. Colin Moore still has the ball. Now Blake Barron on the 1-3-1. Nope, still the man defense. Excuse me. Carlos Tomeo drives in, puts up a little floater. Can't get it to drop. Can't control the rebound. Ryan Sarver tries to tip it out. Can't get it to Blue Demon. Instead, it goes to Colin Morris, who drives the lane and gets a free or layup.
Blue Demon's now pushing the ball up the court. Blake Bear drives all the way to the hoop. And what a great body position there. He drives to the basket and scores a shot. Looks like maybe we've got a blood timeout. Injury timeout. Blood timeout will be for wrestling. Officials are checking it out.
I was going to say that's Brandon Olin who's telling the officials, you know, keep playing. And the official's like, no, we determine that, son. Well, let's take a look here. And anyways, Brandon Olin's all right, so there's no doesn't need to come out, which is good. Clark comes in, gets the ball inbound again, full court press. Blue Demon's trying to slow him up a little bit if they can. Clark's able to break. It gets to Carlo Tomeo. Oh, I thought, yes, jump ball. I was going to say, Luke Sarver tied up Carlo, and I was worried they might call a foul on that on Luke, but it was a great job of getting his hands on the ball. Ball only, alternate possession. We'll keep it with Clark. With that, 36-18 is our score. Clark will take a timeout. We'll do the same here as they're doing a full timeout with 3:17 left in the first half. Blue Demons up double over the Clark Indians, 36-18. We'll be back after this short timeout.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Oh, that's right. Todd Ratliff is the Wild Thing. He's with me here tonight. I'm Dan Stocker. We're bringing you South Central Conference action here live at Clark Community High School in Osceola. Blue Demons have a nice, comfortable lead in this first half with 3 minutes left in the half. 36-18 is our score, Todd.
And Clark will be inbounding the ball under their own hoop.
Go way up top. Blake Berry, well defended on Colin Morris. Couldn't try to tip it loose, but gets it out there to Colin Morris. He swings to the near side to Torrey Morgan. Dumps it inside to Brandon Olin. Brandon Olin goes up for the shot, and he is fouled in the act of shooting there.
Looks like on the defensive end here, we had a little miscommunication. We had two guys guarding number 34 out there, Matt Blanchard, and that left number 44, Brandon Olin, wide open under the hoop as they tried to get back to defend it. Couldn't do it. Luke Sarver draws a foul.
And Brandon Olin will make the bonus, the and-one there. So it's 36-21 as our score.
The Demons with the ball. Zach Hugan on the right wing. Dribbles in towards the center. Kicks out to Mason. Mason Cox into Ryan Sarver's posted up. A little handoff pass. Mason with a tough shot there. Come off his fingers funny maybe and off the front of the rim. Osceola will control the rebound.
Brandon Olin got the rebound. Luke Sarver tried to contest it. Couldn't quite get his hands on it. Shot goes up quickly by Colin Morris. He just barely hits the front of the rim. And Zach Hugan's able to control the rebound and brings it back up for the Blue Demons.
Zach kicks it over to the left side to Blake Bear. Blake Bear down in the corner now to Ryan Sarver. Ryan looking to get the ball inside. Nothing there. Dribbles out of the spot. Blake Bear takes the ball up top. Dribbles in. Kicks out to Luke. Luke with a good fake and drive. Kicks the ball out to Mason. And just off the right side of the rim, bounces out into the hands of Brandon Olin.
Nice little shot by Mason Cox. Just couldn't get it, the ball to roll down. So with just 2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first half, Clark has the ball. They trail 21-36 to the Albia Blue Demons. Ball comes on the near side to Brandon Olin, way up high at the three-point line. Kicks it all the way over to Carlo Tomeo. He kind of does a little hop step, almost a travel, but instead the official says that Zach Hugan had a little too much body on him. So Zach will draw the foul there. We'll send Carlo to the free throw line. Is that the second one on? That is indeed the second one on Zach Hugan. And so Vic Sanders is set to check in for Zach. Don't want to see him get his third foul here with just 2 minutes left in the first half. Carlo makes the first front end of the one-on-one. And in comes Vic Sanders. As well for Clark is Bryn Evans. And he's coming in for Matt Blanchard, who will have a seat on the bench for the Clark Indians. Carlo Tomeo comes in, not a starter, but comes in averaging almost 6 points a night. Well, at that tonight already in the first half. Vic Sanders controls the rebound after the miss of the second free throw.
Gets the ball up to Mason Cox. Mason Cox gets the ball over to Blake Bear. Blake shuffled his feet a little bit there before he dribbled and drove. That'll be a turnover. Blue Demons.
That's just a hustle play out of Blake Bear, and he just shuffled his feet just a little too much there before he got that dribble down. So we'll get the ball back in Clark's hands, and they'll get the ball into Troy Morgan. Just full half-court man pressure by the Blue Demons. Morgan gets to the near side to Jared Jameson, who finds it, dumps it inside to, who's that, check in, Rich Wilkins just checked in there. So he puts up the shot, and he gets the bucket. So just came into the game and gets the first 2 points for him.
Ryan Sarver now with the ball. Kicks up top to Vic Sanders. Over to Blake Bear. Blake with the pass inside to Ryan Sarver. Ryan Sarver just a little too hard. The ball is loose. And number 24, Colin Morris, will bring the ball down for Clark Indians.
Ball swung around on the top side. Troy Morgan on the far side. Hit takes a three-point. Nails it down. So no little run here for the Clark Indians. 27-36 is our score. Coach Archer wants to take a 30-second timeout with a minute 14 in the half here. He wants to settle his troops, make sure they know what's going on. We've got a good lead. We want to keep it. Again, to remind you folks, Matt Baker has been on the bench here since about the 7-minute mark here. He picked up a second foul. Was a charge foul for the second time tonight. So he's been sitting on the bench, trying not to get him in foul trouble. So that's your leading scorer for the Blue Demons, kind of taking a rest here for the Blue Demons. And Arch wants to know, I would assume, let's be patient on offense. Let's get good looks, that penetrate and kick. Like they've done. We saw that in one possession. They were drive three times and kicked out. Finally, the third shot's wide open. That patience is real, real good. I do want to bring in, Scott's just telling me right now, Eddyville girls are taking on Centerville tonight, and so that's one of our closest competitors on the girls' side, and they're up right now early in the game. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. Davis County is hosting Sheraton girls. So Davis County and Eddyville do two fine programs on the girls' side, and so we'll certainly see how those games transpire to see where the Lady D's stay. Still be in first place, but we want to maintain that as best we can and as strongly as we can.
And the Blue Demons set the inbounds of the ball. Blake Bear gets it to Mason Cox. Mason brings it up the court. Kicks it back to the top to Blake Bear. Blake Bear with the fake. Goes right side to Luke Sarver. Luke Sarver up top to Vic Sanders. Over to Ryan Sarver. Luke cutting through. Gets the ball. Kicks it out to Blake Bear for three. Blake Bear overshoots that one. Osceola with the rebound. They push the ball up the court. Number 24, Colin Morris. Passes the ball. Vic Sanders knocks it loose. Mason Cox comes up with the steal.
They tried to get into Brent Evans, and Mason Cox did a nice job just jumping around there, knocked it out, and so Blue Demons were able to get it. Fouled immediately as they're bringing the ball up court. And that is on Brent Evans, big center for Clark. And so Mason Cox will go to the line shooting a 1-1. Next one will put the Blue Demons in the double bonus. But with 46 seconds and a half, don't expect too many more fouls.
Mason's first shot goes up, hits the front of the rim, rolls in. Good shooter's touch right there. Takes the lead back to a 10-point lead. 37-27. Albia leads this one with 46 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Second shot for Mason coming up. Ball's up on its way, and it goes in as well.
So nice job out of Mason Cox. Gets two easy points there on the free throw line. 38-27 is our score. Full court press still being employed by the Blue Demons, but Clark's able to break it. They get it right into Brent Evans on the far side. Shot goes up and it misses. Rebound controlled by the Blue Demons.
Mason Cox there to get that rebound. He'll bring the ball up across half court.
Patiently sets the offense. That's what you like to see with 25 seconds left in the half.
Luke Sarver over to Vic Sanders. Vic back up to Ryan. Got good motion going here on by the Demons. Luke Sarver comes up, sets a screen. Mason dribbles up into the corner. Up near half court. Kicks it over to the left. 9 seconds to go. Ball goes into Ryan Sarver. Ryan kicks it out to Luke. Luke with the dribble drive. Had a good cut to the lane. Just didn't get quite underneath that ball enough. And Osceola with a long three-quarter court shot and comes up missing badly. So we go into the halftime here with your Blue Demons up 38-27 over the Clark Indians.
You're listening to Southern Iowa's best high school sports coverage of any kind, quite honestly, 96.7 KIC Thunder Country.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
For always fresh cut and 100% natural meats, shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Save this week on USDA Select Angus Beef T-Bone Steaks, just $5.99 per pound. USDA Select Boneless Tenderized Angus Beef Round Steaks, $3.99 per pound. Jim and Charlie's has a super buy on Hormel Natural Choice Lean and Meaty Pork Steaks, just $1.49 per pound. Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
It's time to play Family Feud.
We surveyed 100 people, and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you like to skip.
A doctor's appointment.
Show me doctor's appointment. All right, Mike, one answer will beat it.
A loan payment.
Show me a loan payment. That's the number one answer.
This is Mike with People State Bank. We are introducing our new Skip a Payment program. You can skip your November, December, or January consumer loan payment and use that money for buying gifts or any other expenses you may have. Enjoy a little extra cash when you need it most. Call People State Bank today at 932-7887.
Terms and conditions apply. Please see People State Bank loan officers for more details. Offer ends January 31st, 2014. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, farmers. Prepay fertilizer, seed, and chemical season is on now at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Stop in before the January 10th deadline to make your best prepay purchase for all of your agronomy product needs. Quality Ag has the best in John Deere and Ag Chem application equipment and the experienced staff to run it. And you always make your best cash and carry deals at Quality Ag for chemicals. It's prepay time at Quality Ag, and thank you for your business.
And now live from Osceola, here is Dan and Todd.
Oh, Scott, you're pulling my heartstrings. Iowa State's got a big game coming up. This reminds me of Iowa State Cyclones' big game coming up Saturday, which will be a good one. Hopefully they can win at home there, taking on Oklahoma, I think they got this week again. So this will be a tough one, home game for them. We'll see what they do. I am Dan Stocker. With me is Todd Ratliff. We're bringing you doubleheader coverage tonight of Albia High School basketball. Lady D's had the first contest. Came up short, unfortunately. 56-51 was our final, where they lost by five. The first conference loss for the Lady D's. But they're still in a good spot in the control of their conference destiny. Biggest games we got going tonight. Eddyville's taking on Centerville. Our early score from that game was 16-7. Eddyville on top. We fully expect them to win. Davis County's hosting Sheraton, so as that game progresses, we'll hope to get your scores as that as well. But Todd, you were able to get the final official stats from the girls' game here tonight.
Yeah, the Lady D's were led scoring-wise by Mackenzie Griffin and Brooke Bettis, both with 12. Brooke added 11 rebounds in for that double. Katie Dyson had 10 points, and she had 5 rebounds as well. Sarah Clark chipped in 6 points. Tegan Bossard kicked in 5, as did Cassie Crawl, and Haley Hudson had 1. Leading for the assist was Cassie Crawl with 3 on the evening.
You know, and the Lady D's will continue on their season here. They'll come back on Tuesday. We, again, have the same road schedule as the Blue Demons do. Tuesday, we'll be down in Davis County. We'll be bringing you that game. Next Friday, we'll be at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, bringing you both games there, as well as then the following Tuesday on February 11th, the Centerville game, the final conference game during the regular season for the Lady D's. And from there, then, they don't have much break rest to them. They'll come right back on that following Saturday, and they host, actually, Centerville in the first round of district action and tournament play. So that'll be their first round games that they'll have, and they get to host Centerville, so that'll be kind of interesting. We'll play them on Tuesday at their place, and then Centerville comes back this way to play at Albia on Tuesday. If Albia's able to win on that Saturday night game, which is the 15th, they would follow follow that up on Wednesday the 19th. So we'll keep you posted on that, bring you all the coverage as we can as the girls go along. Again, here on the boys' contest, we're at halftime. Boys have a nice lead here at the break. 38-27 is our score here. So 38-27, the boys are on top of Clark, doing a good job. We've got about 4 minutes here before the start of the second half here. Good contest here for the Blue Demons. They've got a 4-2 conference mark going against Clark, who's 2-4. So exact opposites within the conference. So the halftime score would be somewhat where you would think we would have in terms of that overall scoring. The scoring that's going on. Hopefully the Blue Demons can indeed control and win this game. That would be a nice start to getting a winning streak to finish the game. Again, they have the same schedule as the girls. We're next Tuesday. They'll go down to Davis County. Next Friday we're at Eddyville, and the following Tuesday, the 11th, we're going to Centerville. The only exception to that schedule is tomorrow, if the weather cooperates, Valley Lutheran out of Cedar Falls, Iowa, will be coming down to play just the boys only at 2 p.m. That game's not being broadcast by us, but it is a game that the boys will get a chance hopefully to play and get a little more confidence coming in that postseason and wrapping up their season. Still have a great shot of maybe winning a conference title, which would be great for this squad. They've certainly worked hard and have done a good job with that. We've got about 3 minutes here. We're going to take a short timeout. When we come back, we'll get you some halftime stats, and we're ready to start the second half. Again, you're listening to KIC Southern Iowa's Sports Leader.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everybody, to Clark Community High School in Osceola, Iowa. I'm Dan Stalker with Todd Ratliff. We're bringing you South Central Conference basketball action as the Albia Blue Demons have traveled on this wintry night over to Clark to take on the Indians. Battle of two conference opponents here. Good game so far for the Blue Demons. 38-27 is our score, and Todd was able to catch up with the scores table and get some statistics for us on that first half.
Yeah, leading the way tonight is senior Mason Cox. He's kicked in 12 points to include a couple of three-pointers and four free throws. Second is Ryan Sarver, who also has two three-pointers and a bucket for 8 points. Tanner Wynn's got six. Blake Bear has five. Luke Sarver, three. Zach Hugan and Vic Sanders both with a pair for that first half there.
And one glaring name you did not mention.
Yeah, you know, leading scorer coming in at 26-plus points a game, all-time leading scorer for Albia. Actually didn't score any points. Looks like while he was in, he was being very unselfish with the ball, dribbling in, kicking the ball back out, letting the outside shooters get the shots up. And early in the second half, with about 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, there, he drew his second foul. So Coach Archer went ahead and pulled him out, let him sit and rest. So we look to see him start lighting things up maybe here in the second half.
So that's huge. When you've got 27 points a night, not putting anything up that first half, and we've got 38 already in this game, you know, that's what you like seeing as this season's going on, that we can adjust to when situations maybe don't go the way we wanted. Certainly Matt didn't want to sit the 7 minutes in that second quarter. He would have liked to have more points or had points before he even went out. But nonetheless, the team's able to do what it needs to do, and Matt was very unselfish and really getting his teammates involved. And to me, that's huge because he can go off and get 20 in a blink of an eye, and I fully expect, quite honestly, the second half he'll get that. And that's just only going to help this team and do well. Blue Demons will start the second half with the ball.
Zach Hugan has the ball at the top of the key, hands it off to Matt Baker. Baker dribbles down to the left corner, back up top to Zach. Zach with the dribble drive, kicks back out to Matt. Matt with the drive, and
right,
as soon
cue
as we talked about it, he dumps in that little floater and scores his first two of the game.
You know, just such a – he can create shots on the dribble. He can take that jumper. He can do a step-back jump shot. He can just create anywhere he wants to. And so that's just a good job and a nice penetration on him and good work with him and Zach Hugan. Clark now has the ball. Blue Demons are in a man-to-man defense. Mason Cox is well defended on the ball right now. Ball entry pass goes in, but Zach Hugan is able to knock it out of Colin Morris's hands. Looks way ahead to Mason Cox and gets the outlet and to Matt Baker. So just like that, 4 points, zero in the first half. He's got four within the first 40 seconds.
You know, Mason Cox could have tried to adjust and slow down and take an off-balance left-handed shot, but his court vision is really good, really improved this season, and he was able to see Matt Baker trailing behind him on the other side of the court and flipped him a perfect pass, and Matt finished it off.
I don't think it's any secret his court vision's improved because of his cross-country training.
Oh, it must have.
It has to be the coaching.
Got to watch out for those trees out there. Maybe a little bit of the same down low inside.
Clark, the ball knocked loose, and so Clark did keep the ball. And long, long shot coming out there from Jared Jameson. No good there. Rebound controlled by Vic Sanders underneath. Gets it to Zach Hugan.
Zach looks up court, passes Tanner Wynn. Tanner on the left side with a power layup, and he puts two more on the board for the Blue Demons.
Really like how he pulled up instead of going hard in it, because Colin Morris probably would have drawn the charge, and so that Tanner Wynn just pulls up for that little jumper, like you say, that power layup, and gets the two-pointer. Good job. Quick shot out of Clark because they're down deep. They've got to get shots up in a hurry, and so with that quick shot by Blanchard, but it no good. Rebound controlled by the Blue Demons.
And Hugan again with another rebound. Finally, Mason Cox out on the wing. Mason takes it in, floats up, comes off the backboard. Funny off the left side of the rim, and Clark with the rebound.
Troy Morgan gets it, immediately passes up ahead to Colin Morris. Can't see anything in there, gets back to Morgan. Swings around the top to Jared Jameson. He's looking inside to Blanchard. Blanchard's not ready for it. Ball almost stolen by Matt Baker, but instead Troy Morgan's able to get it in the deep corner. Morgan takes it up top, three-point, eyes the three-pointer, but decides not to take it. Gets it instead to Jared Jameson, who sees Blanchard cutting really hard, but Zach Hugan helps double-team that real quick. Ball's being swung around. Clark really wants to get a shot off quick, but not able to get anything look. The good man-to-man defense by the Blue Demons right now. Ball's coming near side to Jameson. He's looking inside to Blanchard. Vic Sanders almost pokes it loose, but Blanchard tries to post up. Oh, and I thought they're going to be – yes, I was going to say, I thought it was going to be travel, and then he almost looked like he was going to call Vic for a whistle for a foul. But Blanchard did indeed. He just drugged that foot, meant Blanchard did, and gets the travel.
Clark's going to bring in a couple of subs here.
44-27 is our score, so the Blue Demons doing a good job with some energy to start the second half here, expanding that lead.
Baker brings the ball across half court on the left wing to Tanner Wynn. Mason Cox cutting to the hoop. What a good pass by Tanner Wynn. He was patient over there, waited for Mason to go through the cut. Mason cut all the way around the court from one corner to the other, around the top, in, and shed his defender, and Tanner hit him perfectly.
You know, just a well-designed play, and like you say, Tanner, to have the patience to not get antsy and try to make something happen before it was ready. Good job on the full court press. Tanner Wynn about had a steal at half court, just couldn't get there in time. Instead, Clark was able to attack the rim because they got a little mismatch there, a little unbalanced on the defensive side. Colin Morris goes to the hoop, and it was Mason Cox draws the foul, I believe just a second foul. So just a second foul, but Colin Morris will go to the line shooting a pair of free throws. First one goes up, hits the end, nothing but net. Again, 46-28 is our score. Blue Demons have an 18-point lead. So done a nice job to start this second half, initially getting 8 quick points. That's the first point, so 8-1 run here. Second free throw up and good, so 8-2 run to start the second half here, 5-22 in the third quarter.
Clark goes to their bench, brings back in Carlo Tomeo to guard Baker. Very effective in that first half. We've got some contact, and we're just going to call the ball out of bounds. Tanner Wynn ended up on the floor, hit his elbow, did a little slide.
Trying to get the entry pass into Vic Sanders, had a great post-up position, but Tanner Wynn just kind of stared it all the way in, and Colin Morris was just longer arms and able to deflect that ball. And like you said, Coach, a little bit of contact, but no foul called.
So Mason will inbounds it to Matt. Matt kicks it back out to Mason on the wing. Three-pointer up and good.
Nice job on him, Matt Baker. You know, that's a shot oftentimes he'll take, and he can make, but, boy, good recognition to know that Mason Cox has got his feet set. That's a three automatic, and so let's get those points. Almost had the press broken. Colin Morris did as he's trying to make the bounce pass. Matt Baker steps right in front. He goes the full length of the court, kicks it out to Tanner Wynn.
Tanner to the corner to Mason. He puts up another three. There's a hustle for the ball. Looks like it was tied up top, and it's going to be a jump ball.
Zach Hugan in there hustling on that rebound. It looks like he was battling the big center for them, which is Brent Evans, and created a jump ball, so that's a good job. But Clark will still keep possession of that ball, but a good effort and nice job of ball movement out of Blue Demons coming on that fast break. Again, I'm seeing a little more aggression out of the press here, especially at the half court, guys. We've got Tanner Wynn and Matt Baker at half court, and they're doing a better job of really trying to get steals or traps if they can, and we're causing just a little more action to happen here. And there, almost got a turnover there, Zach Hugan. Gets it up top to the top side. There's Jared Jameson, penetrates in, kicks it out to Brandon Olin. Hits a shot. It rolls short. It sees Mason Cox gets it. Sees way down court Matt Baker. Long three-pointer, and just like that, I believe he's at 7 points in the half already, and we're not even halfway through this third quarter.
And, you know, that was just a great way. The defender was backing off, thought he was going to drive it to the hoop, so he just stopped short of the three-point line, and nothing but net on that one.
Carlos Tamayo gets the ball on the far side, swings it back over to Jamison, gets it up top to Morris. Morris drives to the hoop. Oh, Tanner Wynn, I thought I had a nice block. Whistle blown. I don't know if it's going to be in DP or, yep, Dalton Peterson's going to get that on the body. Tanner Wynn did a good job blocking the ball. And DP, Dalton Peterson, I thought did a good job defending him, but just put a little too much body. Can't really fault him for that, as Colin Morris is a good, hard-charging, hard-driving ball player. Again, Colin Morris comes in averaging 23 points for this squad, so it's a he's by far and away the leading scorer for this team, similar to Albie's own Matt Baker. Morris will go lane. I think he shot about six free throws now, and he again makes that.
Brings the score to 52-30. Albie with the lead, 4:06 here to go in the third period. Second shot is up, and it is good as well. Albie will inbounds the ball. Zach Hugan gets it to Baker. Baker will bring it across half court. Calls out the play. Little high post to Zach Hugan. Zach looks, takes the drive, all the way to the hoop. Kind of lost a little bit of control. Had to step through some defenders, got underneath the hoop, and was unable to get that good shot up there.
Yeah, once he got through the defenders, then the hoop was up right above him, and so he couldn't get the shot, so he had to come up the other side and then just couldn't get the shot off. It was just in a no-man's land, but a good effort trying to. As we say that, Carlo Tomeo comes down and just shuffles his feet and gets a turnover travel call, so Blue Demons get the ball.
Looks like he was trying to fake Matt Baker to go one way and ended up losing his footing there. Albie with the ball. Tanner went in the corner. He'll shoot it. Three-pointer. Goes in. Comes out. Rebound.
Brandon Olin controls the rebound, and then we Tanner Wynn just kind of came in a little too aggressive trying to get the steal, and that's really not the place where you want to get that steal, and that's what Coach Archer's saying. And Tanner Wynn picks up the foul, and quickly he goes to the bench. Coach Archer does, brings Blake Barry, and that's the third foul on Tanner Wynn, so don't want him to get the fourth foul in this third quarter. Bring him back in to start the fourth quarter with two fouls to spare.
So Albie's got Blake Bear, Zach Hugan, Mason Cox, Matt Baker, and Dalton Peterson in.
Press coming in, slowing the ball up, and Blake Bear doing a nice job on Jared Jamison at the point. Tries to dump it in and does indeed get it dumped in. Nice little entry pass in to Brandon Evans. Ball rolls around, gets in. 2 points for the Clark Indians.
Demons will reset it on offense here. Matt Baker dribbles down, moves off a screen from Dalton Peterson. Kicks the ball up top to Mason. Mason with a dump pass into Dalton Peterson. It was a good pass. Dalton was a little bit underneath that hoop, but got the ball up and drew a foul.
Nice long arms, long body on Dalton Peterson, able to just contort his body to get that shot up. Almost got it to roll in. But nonetheless, we'll go to line shooting a pair of free throws.
So that'll be the second foul on Brent Evans. With Dalton's first shot, it's up, and it's good.
Dalton just only two free throw attempts on the season. Before that one, only on one of two, so... Not a huge statistical average or summary right there, but goes up. Nice looking shot and rolls in, so he stays consistent with his average. Goes one for two again. Clark gets the ball, brings it, or gets the rebound, I should say, brings it up. Jamison brings it up, gets it to Colin Morris, and he just shuffles feet. Mason Cox on him really tight and just caused him to shuffle those feet, cause that travel.
You know, Blue Demons started the second half doing a real good job. Not really face guarding, but as soon as they start their drive, they get right in that position, score themselves up, and are shuffling their feet. So nice job by the Blue Demons defense here. Coach Archer will sub some guys in here. Looks like Luke Sarver comes in. Ryan Sarver comes in.
Tom Peterson stays in along with Blake Bear and Matt Baker. Matt brings the ball up, sets the offense, gets to the near side.
Dalton Peterson up top. Goes to the left wing. Blake Bear. Blake looks it over. Comes to top, Luke Sarver. Dalton Peterson now with the ball. Finds Matt Baker. Matt Baker had a little trouble getting a hold of the ball, but he maintains control, dribbles it in, switches hands, and puts in the basket. A little floater inside there for Matt Baker.
That's one part of his game this year compared to last year I think he's done a tremendous job with, and that's driving to the lane and elevating up high, even when you got those bigger guys and he can get that shot off. Last year he would do that, but he had a hard time maybe with the strength. He's played a lot of summer ball, a lot of workouts in the gym. You know, he's just always working his game, and he's really gotten good at that. And for no bigger than he is, to elevate like he does and get that shot off is very impressive.
That's exactly right.
Matt comes in, and he's going to draw his third foul of the night, which will be a charge yet once again. No. 2-4, what do you say? Yeah. I was going to say, I thought they said 2-4 with charge, but that would be Matt Baker. So come in, he's come in here, he's done a nice job getting his points up, really getting the job done. And when he drives hard like that, Clark has really scouted that well. They've got somebody stepping in quickly and just staying put, hoping he continues to drive. And so Matt's just going to have to adjust here when he gets back in this fourth quarter. As we say that, we're getting a little sloppy now on the Blue Demons. Luke Sarver was guarding Jared Jamison. There's a screen set for him. No communication by the Blue Demons for the screen coming. And Carlos Colin Morris set the screen, and Luke Sarver just ran right through the screen and then gets the foul. So So I've got Blue Demons need to saddle, get themselves composed here. Entry pass goes right in. As soon as I say that, Burt goes into Bryn Evans, who has a nice post-up move against Dalton Peterson and scores the bucket. So it's 55-37, 18-point lead for the Blue Demons with a minute 40 left in the third quarter.
So Blue Demons with the ball. Mason Cox on the left wing. Little fake. He drives to the hoop. Little floater. Goes up and over the rim. Rebounded nicely there by Bryn Evans.
Dalton Peterson had a hand on it, but not enough to get it before Bryn Evans was able to secure the rebound. Ball gets in the front court. Jared Jamison sets the offense, looks inside to Bryn Evans. Good post-up position. He does indeed get it to him. Dalton Peterson's right behind him, squares up. Ball rattles around, nothing good, but no boxing out on the backside. And that's Ryan Sarver. Oh, mercy. We're going to take that call. Ryan Sarver and Carlo Tomeo were fighting for that rebound. I think it was Carlo. Yeah, Carlo Tomeo fighting for that rebound. They say Carlo traveled. Ryan Sarver fell on top of him, and the home crowd really wanted a foul on Ryan for falling on top, but he can't help it if he's tripped. So it was a good call by the officials, and we'll take the travel and the turnover. Blake Bear is checked in. He is the point guard for the Demons now.
Ryan Sarver with the ball up top. Kicks the ball over the wing. Mason Cox down low to Blake Bear. Blake Bear dribble into the center. Finds Luke Sarver as he's cutting, but I believe Luke was held.
42, Bryn Evans with the foul. So a good drive penetration by Blake Bear, and then kicked it to Luke. So nice, just a bit of teamwork there, trying to get that easy bucket, that good shot. Blue Demons will check it out on their own baseline.
Ball comes in from Ryan to Dalton Peterson. Dalton to Mason Cox. Mason with the dribble drive. Kicks over to the right wing, Blake Bear. Blake will get the ball to Luke Sarver. Luke Sarver drives hard on the right side and makes a good layup coming from the baseline drive.
Good elevation to get up there and bank that shot off the backboard there with 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Blue Demons now back on top on 20 points, 57-37. Jamison drives it in and sees a cutting Colin Morris, who puts up a little floater from the baseline, and then a good shooter like that's going to make that, so he gets 2 points for Clark.
So that takes the lead, 57-39, Blue Demons. Mason Cox brings the ball up the court. 22 seconds here to go in the third quarter. Mason guarded by Carlo Tomeo. Mason looks high post to Luke Sarver. Luke over out to Blake Bear, about 30 feet away from the hoop. Dribbles the ball. Coach yells into play. Blake with the drive around. Kicks to the right wing, Mason Cox. Mason dribble drives, kicks out to Ryan Sarver. Ryan Sarver and off the rim.
Good looking shot, though. I really like that possession. Coach directing his team what they wanted to do. They ran the play. They just didn't get the shot to drop, but very patient there. Used that whole clock and get a good look when they could. Through three quarters of play, the score is 57-39. Blue Demons have a comfortable lead. We'll be right back after a short timeout from our sponsor. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Welcome back, everyone. Scotty's back in the studio playing with the keyboards again. Got the jams going. We got an updated score at the Centerville-Eddyville girls game, 28. What was the other side there, Scott? 28-12 halftime score. Eddyville on top there, so good little game there. Eddyville on top like you would expect here. We've got a great game going for the Blue Demons. 57-39 is our score. Blue Demons on top to start the fourth quarter.
Matt Baker with the ball. Takes the inbounds from Mason Cox. Kicks it to Mason. Mason swings it around to Vic Sanders, top of the key. Tanner Wynn on the right side. Vic Sanders with a little backdoor cut. Alley-oop from Tanner Wynn. Vic Sanders in the right spot. Tanner Wynn with the right pass there.
Really like those design plays like that. We've seen a couple, three times. Mason Cox has been a beneficiary of that. Now Vic Sanders, not one of the guys that we look to have scoring a lot. I like having a set play to him, get him in the flow of the game. Nice job.
Exactly right. Matt Baker with a quick steal here. And as he steals the ball, looks like he was fouled by Carlo Tomeo.
Yep.
So Carlo Tomeo, after losing that ball to Matt Baker, tried to reach up and regain possession. Instead, he gained possession of Matt's arm.
Bryn Evans will go to the bench as they bring in Brandon Olin coming back in. So nice little center coming in there guarding Vic Sanders. Matt Baker gets the ball for the Blue Demons.
Passes over to wing to Tanner Wynn. Back up top to Zach Hugan. And now Mason Cox on the left side. Mason with a alley-oop pass to Zach Hugan. A little lob in there.
Same play again, just to Zach Hugan this time, but didn't get it to roll. Jared Jameson gets it, sees a cutting call on Morris. Morris tries to get the ball out, but Vic Sanders steps in front of the pass, gets it up to Matt Baker. Yeah, just a little. The pass was not exactly where Matt could get his hand on it, and because he's trying to dive for it and make the play, he just traveled with it, so it'll be a turnover for the Blue Demons. Ball will go back to the Clark Indians. 7 minutes left to play in the game. Blue Demons on top by 20. 59-39 is our score here. Full court press still being used by the Blue Demons. Clark's just taking their time. Blue Demons, as much as anything, just kind of trying to slow the team up a little bit, not necessarily looking to get turnovers or steals right now. Shot goes up quickly by Jameson. Nothing better, but Vic Sanders able to control the boards.
Matt Baker with the ball, pushing it up the court. Tried to get the ball fed into Mason Cox. A little bit too deep into the free throw lane there, and it's taken away by Colin Morris. Colin Morris with the ball now. Zach Hugan guarding him.
Very good on-ball defender, and so much so, as I say that, Haskell's tried to skip pass all the way over to the point guard, Jared Jameson, who's guarded by Mason Cox. Goes too high for Jameson to get, and the ball rolls out of bounds, and so the Blue Demons will get the ball.
You know, and the Demons are doing a good job two passes away. When they try that skip pass, they're getting back and putting some pressure on them. Tanner Wynn now with the ball. He drives hard to the hoop, dishes it off to Zach Hugan. Now there were three defenders collapsed on Tanner, and he recognized that. As they were coming, he found the bounce pass. What a good play. Good pass there.
It is, and Tanner and Zach are really good about that. When either one drives, the other one usually gets in the right spot and gets a great position on it. And so just a nice job. And as we say that, Troy Morgan comes down, hits a three-pointer for the Clark Indians. But boy, Tanner and Zach really have a good connection. They've played a lot of ball together over the years. Two seniors, just very good leaders of this team, and do a good job working with each other. And as I say, there's a little pick and roll between the two of them. Try to dump it into the other senior, Vic Sanders, but can't get the ball. Knocked loose, and Clark gets the ball. Colin Morris takes it the length of the court. Splits two defenders, gets the layup, and so brings the Indians to within 17.
Score 61, Albia, 44, Clark. 5:35 left to go. Matt Baker with the ball and the drive. Little floater, and it's good.
Nice job of Matt. He came in, recognized the defense is going to be trying to take that charge. He actually contorted his body just a little bit to avoid the contact and still make the floater. So good job out of Matt to get the point and not the foul. Carlo Tomeo takes a shot in the deep corner for three. Kid likes to shoot him. That might be his second one. He's missed about four or five, but he'll continue to shoot, that's for sure.
So the Demons with the ball. Matt Baker brings it across half court. Looks the right side to Tanner Wynn. Tanner with a fake. Nothing there. Mason Cox. Again, we see that Mason Cox, a full 360-degree roll. Starts out on the blocks on one side, goes all the way around outside of the free throw lane, up across the top of the free throw line, and then curves back into the basket. And Tanner, again, being patient with that pass. Really nice play there, again, by Coach Archer.
Good job there, and the car calls a timeout. With that, we'll take a timeout as well. Again, our score here is 65-47 with 5 minutes left to play in this game, this contest, South Central Conference action. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball on Southern Iowa Sports Leader KIC Thunder Country.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Albia Blue Demons have a comfortable lead against Clark Indians here in Osceola, Iowa, 65-47 with 5 minutes left to play in the contest. I'm Dan Stalker. With me on the microphone is Todd Ratliff, and back in the studio, Scotty Fry, keeping it all together for us. Great second game here. The girls came out, lost the first game, unfortunately, 56-51. But the Blue Demons are looking to kind of get back in that winning column with a good game here tonight on a South Central Conference opponent. Clark has the ball after the timeout. Jameson gets it, looks inside to Colin Morris. Morris goes up a little baby hook shot, and he does indeed get it. So Colin has got to be well upon his average, getting into 23 points on the night. So doing a good job for the Clark Indians, but the rest of the team not able to help support much more than that.
Blue Demons with the ball now. Matt Baker goes left wing to Luke Sarver. Luke looks down low to Tanner Wynn, and Tanner is hit by a couple of different Clark players. Looks like they're going to get
Troy Morgan.
This one on Troy Morgan. Yeah. So Tanner will go to the line. He'll shoot two. That's three on Troy Morgan.
Do want to remind you folks, too, again, you want your sports coverage, you got it here. Tomorrow we've got a host of activities going on. the Fairfield Wrestling Classic that's going on. It's supposed to start in the morning. Joe Sinclair is going to bring you that coverage. That has been pushed back to a 2 o'clock start because of the weather and want to make sure teams get in time. If for some reason that would not go on as scheduled, if Joe's not able to bring that broadcast to you because they canceled it, we will bring you the Iowa State game. But so one way or the other in the afternoon tomorrow, you'll have some sports coverage, as you would expect from a Southern Iowa sports leader.
So Tanner Wynn went 1-for-2 from the line. Clark brought the ball back down, and Colin Morris hit a 3. But not to be outdone, Matt Baker comes right down the court, and I believe that's a 3 as well.
Yes, it was. So 69-52 is our score with 4 minutes left in the contest. And the Blue Demons continue to do a full-court press as much as anything to try to slow down Colin Morris. And as I say that, he drives right to the hoop. Mason Cox trying to defend him, but just grabs him as he goes by him. So he'll pick up the foul, which will be his third foul.
Blake Bear set to check back in. He'll come in for Tanner.
It's the sixth team foul for the Blue Demons, so the next foul will put Clark in the bonus. Clark sets to check it in, and Jamison tried, throws it in, does get the ball in. Blake Bear deflects it, gets it to Zach Hugan, and gets it right back to Blake Bear.
Blake Bear with a nice drive down the court, passed it in to Luke Sarver. Luke Sarver realized he wasn't in good position, passed it back up. I believe that was
Matt Baker. Matt Baker got another couple points there. So just good teamwork, working the ball around, getting everyone to open looks. Jamison tries to. Jared Jamison drives in there, tries to pass the ball. Zach Hugan's right on top, but deflects it out of bounds. But it'll still be Clark's ball. But a good job out of Zach Hugan deflecting that ball.
And Zach will get a high five from Coach Archer as he comes out for a breather. Mason Cox also taking a seat out on the court for the Blue Demons. You've got Blake Bear, Tanner Wynn, Ryan Sarver, Luke Sarver, and Matt Baker.
Troy Morgan gets in the near corner, shoots a 3 and makes it. So he gets a three bucket out of the corner pocket there.
Score now 71-55, Blue Demons. 3:22 to go in the game. Baker with the ball, kicks it to the left wing to Tanner. Tanner to Ryan Sarver. Ryan back to Tanner. Tanner to Matt Baker. Matt Baker to Blake Bear. Blake Bear to a cutting Ryan Sarver, who lays it off the glass.
Good recognition out of the Blue Demons to see the open man and make the right pass to get the good shot.
Again, being unselfish with that passing.
A little three-point short by Carlos Tomeo again. Gets it to drop, so when he's on fire, he's on fire. With under 3 minutes to play, 73-58 is our score. Nice little drive on Matt Baker, and he gets fouled as he goes to the hoop. Looks like that's going to be on Jared Jamison. Indeed it is.
They're going to call that one on the floor, so the Blue Demons will inbounds and under their own hoop. Ryan Sarver will bring the ball in.
Just 5 team fouls for Clark, so they've got a couple to spare before the Blue Demons go to the line.
Sarver gets it to Baker. And Baker is fouled fairly hard.
Yeah, Jared Jamison again with the foul there, but Matt did a nice job driving hard to the hoop going up. Will be a shooting foul, so he'll go to line shooting 2. Next foul will bring the team into bonus.
Good sportsmanship there. You saw Brandon Olin go over, make sure Matt was all right. You like to see that.
You bet. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a hard foul. You know, as long as you're not trying to hurt anyone, it's part of the game.
Yeah. And Baker makes good with the first free throw. 74-58 now, 2:49 to go. Blue Demons lead. Second shot coming up.
Rattles around
and goes in.
A shooter's touch. Blue Demons pulling back now to half-court defense, man-to-man half-court defense with 2:45 left in the contest. They find themselves in a commanding lead, 75-58. Ball's picked up by Jared Jamison, well defended by Tanner Wynn. Skips the ball over the far side, gets to Troy Morgan. Sees Colin Morris. He drives to the hoop. Good hard drive. Ball rolls around, nothing there. And Ryan Sarver gets the rebound, gets out to Matt Baker quickly. Luke Sarver gets it back on the feet from Tanner Wynn. Gives it up to Blake Bear at the three-point line. He drives to the hoop, and they're going to call him for a charge as well. That's a nice job. Carlo Tomeo was able to draw the charge on Blake Bear. Player control foul, so no shoot, no one-on-one. 12 is a call, a defense call, which is a half-court man. Clark gets it in the front court there. Jared Jamison gets it, picks up his dribble, gets it to the near side to Brandon Olin. They dump it inside to Colin Morris, who put nice little post move. Can't get it to roll, though. Three Blue Demons, nobody seemed to want to go after it. They kind of looked at each other. It was right in the middle of all three of them between Tanner Wynn, Blake Bear, and Ryan Sarver. Checking in for the Blue Demons is Aaron Ambrose. So that'll give Matt Baker a chance to sit down and relax. And Ambrose, a senior. Going to take a full timeout here with just under 2 minutes to play here. 75-58 is our score with the full timeout. We'll take one as well.
And live with your Southern Iowa sports leader, KIIC Thunder Country.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
Welcome back, everyone, to Clark Community High School, Osceola, Iowa, as the Blue Demons are taking on the Clark Indians in South Central Conference action. Blue Demons have a 4-2 conference mark. Clark Indians have a 2-4 conference mark. So Blue Demons trying to get back in themselves into a position where they can compete for a conference title with this win tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and declare it with 2 minutes left. 75-58 is our score with this win tonight. That keeps the Blue Demons in the hunt, keeps them in contention. They just got to take care of their games when they get their opportunities.
So we come out here, and Clark goes a full-court press. Blue Demons, very little trouble bringing it down. Aaron Ambrose with the ball on the wing. Finds a cutting Ryan Sarver, scoops it underneath for another two. It's a nice pass there from Aaron Ambrose, who just entered the game.
Yeah, very unselfish. Oftentimes a young man like that comes in, he's wanting to see if he can kind of get some points and get shots up. But Aaron is a very smart, heady player. He knows to keep working within the framework of the team, and a good pass to get Ryan the ball.
Has some good defense down on the other end. Osceola with a shot, missed it. The ball went out of bounds. Blake Bear now with the ball, bringing it up. Drives in, finds Ambrose on the wing. Ambrose with the dribble drive. Over to Tanner. Tanner back to Aaron at the top of the key. Aaron goes to the hoop, goes hard to the hoop, and he is fouled, so he'll get a chance to shoot a couple of free throws here.
That's what you like to see, too. Again, coming in, recognizing when their defense is off a little bit, you got an opportunity, and so Aaron Ambrose went right to the hoop as quick as he could. Going to get a chance to get a couple of free throws here. This will be his first free throw attempts on the season. Up, hits the back of the iron, in and out just a little bit, misses.
Have a second chance here. Official gets him set on the line.
A little discussion at the scorer's table. Not sure what they're looking for. Pretty simple foul and free throws. So Aaron looks to get himself in the scorer's book here with the point right here on the second free throw attempt.
Shots up and again comes off the back of the rim.
Rebound controlled by Clark. Gets it right away to Colin Morris on the outlet pass. Morris brings it up to Jameson, who drives to the lane, gets up a little floater, can't get it to drop. Morris gets the rebound. Luke Sarver gets his hands on it right away, so causes the jump ball, but it will stay in Clark's possession. But good drive by Jameson, not a good box out by the Blue Demons, and Luke had to get the jump ball to get what he could. Checking in for the Blue Demons, again, Coach Archer going to his bench now. Preston Henderson, another senior, getting in there. Tanner Wynn taking a seat on the bench. As we say that, shot goes up, and it's good by Troy Morgan. Be a three-point shot out of Troy Morgan. That's the second three in a row.
So Blake Bear now with the ball. Looks down in the corner. Ryan Sarver. Ryan Sarver pretty wide open. Puts it up, rattles it around, and it pops up. Osceola with the rebound. Brings the ball down. Back up top. We have a drive. Carla Tomeo with the shot. No good. Preston with the rebound.
Preston Henderson again checks in the ball game, so he gets a nice little board. Gets the outlet to Blake Bear. Carlo Tomeo took a three-point shot at the top of the key, but I think he's more of a corner guy.
Yeah, you like to see that. You saw Aaron come in and get an assist right away.
Yep.
Now Preston Henderson there with the rebound. Blake dribbling the ball up top, and he's fouled by Colin Morris.
Blake Bear will go to the line shooting 1-1. 77-61 is our score here with 32 seconds left in the contest.
And the first shot is up, and it's good. So he'll shoot a second. As he gets set, the shot is up. And off the front of the rim, rebound by Colin Morris. Colin pushes the ball up court to number 22, Jared Jameson. Misses the shot, but tracked down by number 20. And Aaron Ambrose getting there, fighting for the pass, gets the steal. Dribbles the ball down court, finds Ryan Sarver cutting to the hoop, and Ryan Sarver with another good, strong move to the hoop, scores the two.
Got hit in the face. He's going in there. No call by the officials, but a nice job making the layup. This ought to be about the final shot here for Clark. Rebound comes long. Aaron Ambrose gets another rebound. And with that, that'll be our final four, folks. 80-61 is our final. The Blue Demons able to get back in the winner's column. get themselves back on track and get a nice little win against a South Central Conference opponent. Again, 80-61 is our score here. Our next live coverage will be next Tuesday when the Lady D's and Blue Demons travel down to Davis County to take on the Mustangs. You know that's going to be a tough contest as well. Our next live broadcast will actually be tomorrow. We expect to have the Fairfield Albion Blue Demons in Fairfield at the wrestling tournament. We look forward to bringing you that coverage. Joe Sinclair will be bringing you that. It will start approximately at 2 o'clock, folks, so that's been pushed back due to the weather. Hopefully the weather doesn't get too bad and that they can continue that. If for some reason that were to get canceled because of the weather, then look forward. Still, we're bringing you Southern Iowa Sports Leader. We'll have Iowa State basketball, men's basketball game broadcast to you tomorrow. So you want it, you got it. We're right here on KIC Thunder Country. We're going to take a short time out. We'll be right back to get you some final highlights. You listen to Southern Iowa Sports Leader Thunder Country.